It's our privilege to have as our commencement speaker, Dr. Charles Ryrie. The information regarding some of his formal background are presented for you in your program. I think it's a real blessing for these young people that are graduating to have an author of one of their books, or more than one of their books, that they've used in the course of their studies. Dr. Ryrie has been that to them. I think it's a wonderful blessing for them to have, as we've enjoyed these last couple of days in our Bible conference, the testimony of his life and ministry of the Word as an example for what they can aspire to as they seek to go forth today in preparation and service for the Lord. I know his desire and his passion is for the communication of God's Word, and he has demonstrated through a faithful life of service that kind of testimony and diligence. He's a firm believer in Bible College. And so I know today, as he comes to share a very interesting title, When Random Isn't Random, I can't wait to hear. Would you please just join your hearts as you listen to the challenge from God's servant, Dr. Charles Ryrie.
Dr. Anderson, members of the board, relieved faculty, you got them through. Honored graduates and impoverished parents and friends of Appalachian Bible College. It's always a great honor and privilege and challenge to do a commencement address. That's a little too formal, but that's what it's called. And it's a difficult assignment because everybody has their own expectations of what I ought to say. And some of your expectations won't be realized, I'm afraid. I'm supposed to be scholarly, but not too scholarly. And I'm supposed to talk to the graduates, but not to eliminate everybody else. And I'm supposed to be witty, but sober at the same time. And most of all, I'm supposed to be brief. Just hold your applause, please. And as you see from the program, the title of this message is When Random Isn't Random. I'm a great believer in defining things. Anybody ever sat in my classes knows that. And so random means scattered. We talk about random thoughts, just scattered thoughts. Or we talk about a random selection, just selection with no particular aim or purpose, but just random. So what I propose to do in these few minutes is to talk about some random observations that I have from my perspective of age and experience. And you can't be as old as I am and not have experiences. And hopefully some wisdom. So here goes. Some random observations about life in general. Life is not divided into semesters with spring and fall and Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks. Life isn't fair. Get used to it. TV doesn't picture real life, even though they call those shows reality TV. They are far from reality. Entitlements is one of the characteristics of the time in which we are now living and in which most of your graduates have grown up. Everybody's entitled to everything, whether they deserve it or not. And if you make a mistake, somebody will step in and set it right, make you whole again. And we've seen recent evidence of that with the mortgage problem and the government stepping in. Entitlements have a way of replacing personal responsibility. Oh, it's not my fault. I'm entitled to blame somebody else. Well, we all have to assume our personal responsibility for what goes on in our lives. We live in an internet age. That's new in my experience. I grew up before that. And while it has many advantages in communication and the availability of knowledge, there's another disadvantage that's come with it, and that is a lack of intimacy. A lot of knowledge, but not so much intimacy. I get regularly an email from a friend, and there must be at least 60 people to whom that email goes. I don't feel very close, intimate connection with that email or with that person. I wish he'd just send it to me. And sometimes I wish he wouldn't send an email. He'd take time to write a note. Don't neglect the intimacy of the relationships that God brings across your life. Here's some observations about the church. About 50 years ago, maybe more, somebody wrote me a letter. See, that's before the internet. And he said, "There's not much competition in having experts in the thorough knowledge of the Word of God." And my observation is there's still not a lot of competition. There's a lot more knowledge available with books, CDs, DVDs, radio, television, but there's still not a lot of real experts in expounding and teaching the Word of God. Maybe some of you will step into those shoes. I hope so. Sermons have become increasingly lightweight. What did he say? I don't know, but I sure enjoyed it. Wasn't that a great illustration? Yes. What did it illustrate? I don't know. Light sermons. There's more interest in pleasing people than in proclaiming God's truth. We're not here to please people in that sense. We're here to make them relevant to God's standard in His Word. Entertainment is not exposition. Prophecy conferences, spiritual life conferences. When I was a student, the church I attended every year had a prophecy conference, and alternate years, spiritual life conference. Now we don't have those. They're almost too biblical. Instead, we've substituted conferences on almost every other subject you could think of. And I won't name them, lest you think I think they're unimportant. I don't think they're unimportant, but so are conferences that have to do with God's truth. Big screens have their place, but what they're doing in many churches is they're allowing people, indeed encouraging people, to leave their Bibles at home. Don't need a Bible, it'll be on the screen. Of course, you can't look up the context on the screen. You can't see what went before or what goes after on the screen. Don't, whatever use you make of those technologies, don't let people leave their Bibles at home or unopened in church. Novel theology, novel programs, are sidetracking often the main thing for which we are called in this life. a word of advice: teach children. If you can teach children, you can teach adults. And the adults will probably understand then. But if you can teach adults, you maybe can't teach children. The cultural mandate, know what that is? That's subdue the earth. And it's gotten increasingly popular today, especially with going green. Subdue the earth. And what people who are waving that flag to fulfill the cultural mandate, what they're forgetting is it was not repeated after the flood. That doesn't mean it may not be relevant, but it does mean it's not top priority in God's commands after the flood. Our top priority, whatever place going green, subduing the earth may have, is not to save the earth. It's to populate heaven. Now some observations about our personal lives. Still with me? The borrower is the lender's slave. Be careful. Be careful. Personally, and whatever organizations you may have some input with. The borrower is the lender's slave. I was talking not long ago to a young graduate. He was debating certain opportunities he had, but he had no choice, really. He had to take the opportunity that would pay him the most because he came with such enormous debt. The borrower is the lender's slave. Maybe that's why they call it MasterCard. Cultivate praying without ceasing. How can you do that? Well, first of all, you keep the line open to heaven. And then, as you have opportunity, as you think about it, turn off the radio in the car and pray occasionally. As you go through the steps of a day, pray about each one. Just a short prayer. The line always open, but not always verbally or even mentally being used. Outside the New Testament, the word without ceasing is used of a hacking cough. You're not always coughing, but the tickle's always there. You're not always praying, but the prayer line is always open. Cultivate that. Take care of your bodies. Don't burn out because of carelessness. There's no instant maturity in the Christian life. 1 hour photo doesn't apply to Christian growth. I was somewhere in another country once and I saw signs, 40-minute photos instead of 1 hour. There's no instant maturity, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Christian growth is not always smooth sailing. There are a lot of bumps in the road ahead. Christian growth is a marathon, not a series of sprints. It would take 105 quarter-mile sprints to do a marathon. So if you start out with the sprints, you're going to quit before the first 15 or 20. But if you plan a marathon, 26.2 miles, you're going to think in terms of the whole and plan and prepare and then perform in a marathon. Develop habits of holiness. Habits of holiness. Habit takes time. You don't develop a habit by doing something once. You have to keep on doing it till it's second nature. You don't hardly have to think about it. Don't climb the Christian social ladder. Trust God to cross your path with the people you need at that point in your life. In Acts 8, God crossed the eunuch's path with Philip. In Acts 9, God crossed Paul's path with Ananias. In Acts 10, God crossed Cornelius' path with Peter, and they heretofore didn't know each other. And God can do that for you, and you'll have better friends who can help you as you need it. Don't negotiate with God. Don't select what you want to do unless he tells you that's what to do. And always, at every stage of life, be willing to do anything, anytime, anywhere, anything, anytime, anywhere, and that applies to all of us. And remember, the obituary in the paper when you die, if the Lord doesn't come first, is going to survey your life. It's always amazing how long some of them can be. But that's not the final survey. The final survey is at the judgment seat of Christ. And take heart, every believer at that judgment seat will have praise from God. That's grace. That's grace. And in the meantime, prefix every gift God may have given you with the word servant. Not only servant leader, servant giver, servant shore of mercy, servant in the use of brains, natural gifts. Prefix every ability with the word servant. Now, random isn't random when it's got an aim or a purpose. And my aim and my purpose with these random thoughts is to focus you on the will of God and help you to be honorable servants of God. Thank you.